this Cesco, who this?
What's the dilly? I just touched grounds down in Philly, brought a pound with me. Fast floating around Philly, trying to find limb. Bitch supposed to be in the Benz, parked in Road 10. Her and that slow ho Gwen, should've known she was a bitch. Now we both could have bone, they posted alone. The ass that is both in the zone. But you know the rules, both in school, but hold the dudes. I know the Jews are trying for them doors, too much to lose. Just trying to vibe until them hoes low with the vibe. Where's your joy and pride? You know little death's got your eyes in the cut, try.
To the premiere episode of NSAT&T Radio. I'm your host, Natus, here with my co-host,
Lucky 225.
And we're coming at you on the sixth day of the sixth month of the sixth year. And it's a pretty elite day for a new radio show, don't you think, Lucky?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And if our listeners pay attention, your nickname actually coincides with today.
Oh, it does, really?
Yeah, it does. I mean, this is, what a day.
Yeah, it's perfect for a new
what
radio
a day. 666. You know, I actually have a court day today.
For what?
What do you think it's for? It's for a traffic ticket. I managed to acquire 4 traffic tickets in my time being here in Arkansas. For our listeners that have previously listened to Default Radio, or anyone else who knows me, I'm from California, but I recently moved to Arkansas. I got married now. I got an elite telecom job, so I don't know. Things are looking well.
You're just coming up and you're dropping docs left and right today, huh?
I am, dude. This is the doc dropping day, man. You know, we were thinking about what we're going to have on our show. And just so many things popped up, things that aren't even in our show notes, just coming all together today for this radio show.
And new things coming together today too, huh?
Oh, yeah, new and old. New and old.
The best of the best.
It is. So there'll probably only be one episode, because after this, there's not going to be anything else left to discuss.
Yeah, we don't really know when we're going to do this or how many episodes, but we're doing it. We're doing something.
So, what do you got there first, Natus? You know me, I'm never on top of anything, so.
Thought we should just talk about what the hell's been going on for a while. You mentioned what's been going on in your life. I guess I haven't done that much lead stuff.
Oh, what do you mean you haven't done that much lead stuff, dude?
All kinds of lead stuff's happened to me. And every second of the day, lead stuff is happening.
Yeah, every day you're hustling. Elite stuff.
Yeah. All right, so what the hell has been going on with me? You told everybody you dropped all your docs. What the hell have I been doing? I've just been running old school freak, keeping that elite, I guess. I don't know, have you checked out the site lately?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been checking old school freak. I've been checking Daily Freak, your new website. There's a lot of information that gets dropped there.
Yeah, Daily Freak's another website. I started another blog dedicated to telecom, asterisk, stuff like that, daily updates, trying to drop some science. I started Freak Vids again. Did I tell you the whole story with that and how I lost the domain?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell our listeners, I guess.
Well, yeah, they don't know what's going on, so, you know, you have to inform them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this is. It's a radio show.
Yeah, I know. I got to do things now, huh? Now that I'm hosting the show. But
yeah.
So I had Freak Vids, VIDZ. freakvids.com, and I had some freaking vids on there for about a year, and then when the domain registration ran up, I didn't bother to renew it, and some automated domain bot snatched it up, and I emailed the guy, and he apparently wanted $900 for the domain. And it's not like I'm making any money. Yeah, he wanted $900, and I'm not making money off it or anything. And now if you go to it, he just has a bunch of shitty Google ads and stupid shit like that. So
cyber squatters, man.
Yeah, exactly. So I have.
There's enough people trafficking that website for those Google ads to make any money.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe after the show, if people are putting the wrong domain in.
Yeah, don't even bother to go to the old one. New one is FreakVids, V-I-D-S, FreakVids.com. And I got a bunch of new videos on there and everything. Put that up recently, a new design. The old one is super ghetto. And it's still got the Lee Unsolved Mysteries episode with Kevin Polson. That's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Yeah, you're actually up there, too, though, with Doug, the Doug TV episode on there.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Red boxing with your mouth. The human red box, Lucky 225.
Well, you know, you got the human blue box, Joy Bubble, so.
And then the human beatbox, Dougie Fresh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're getting old school on people's fun.
Oh, yeah, we're getting definitely old school. There's more of that to come later.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I was sitting back thinking the other day about the old default days, Lucky. And so I went back and I listened to one of the first episodes. And one of the first topics was Vonage. Remember Vonage back in the day?
Oh, I remember it.
How things have changed, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, how things have changed. Unfortunately, I'm actually on a Vonage line right now.
Yep, so you're still supporting them.
I'm not. Well, I guess technically they're billing my credit card every month, but I in no way endorse them.
Okay.
The only reason I'm using them is because they're the cheapest, I guess, toll carrier sounding VoIP that's reliable enough for me to have wired through my house.
Mm-hmm.
I still have Broad Voice, of course, but I'm using Vonage for the house because it's just the sound quality and the reliability of it. It's the only reason I have it.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to Packet 8? What the hell is going on with them? You don't hear that much about Packet 8 these days.
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with Packet 8. They're still saying I owe them $500 or something.
Wow, really? After like 2 years?
Yeah, yeah. They haven't sent me to collections or any bullshit like that, but my login for packet8.net is still a valid login, and it still says I owe them money.
When was the last time you checked that?
A couple months ago. Yeah, not too long ago. I mean, you know, pretty recent. Within the last couple months.
Mm-hmm. Within the last couple weeks, Vonage has gone public, actually, and they're on the stock market now, even. That's how big voice over IP's gotten. Fortunately,
and
their stock's crashing.
Yeah, I heard their stock is just crashing.
Yeah, it started at $17 a share, and it's down to around 11 and change now, just under 12. So it's lost a lot of money for a lot of people since the first day. And I was reading a story the other day that a lot of Vonage tried to get a lot of customers to join in the initial public offering, and apparently a lot of customers who signed up for the IPO aren't paying for the IPO because they just lost a bunch of money.
Interesting.
So they're trying to, I guess they're going to have to enforce their payments and force people to pay because nobody wants to.
I see. Yeah. You know, I'm not impressed with Vonage. I'm at a loss for words for them right now, dude. They just piss me off. And I hope they don't try and own me like they did the last time.
So the number portability hack doesn't work after all these years. Still does it?
Yes, it does.
It does, really?
Yeah, it does. I actually tried to port my Broad Voice number to Vonage, and it was spoofing the Broad Voice number for a while, and Broad Voice was not able to port that number because it's actually the phone number I have is owned by O1 Communications, and they will not release the number to Vonage. So
Nobody has love for Vonage these days, not even O1.
Yeah, the number portability trick still works after all these years.
Damn. don't know. VoIP's getting crazy these days, huh?
Oh, yeah, it is. Definitely.
Asterisk's come a long ways, too, huh?
Oh, my God, dude. 1.2.8, I think they're out on.
Yep. I was just thinking about like the difference in rates and how competitive everything's gotten recently, too. I mean, if you look back 3 years ago when you guys started default, VoicePulse Connect and Newfone, I believe, are pretty much the only two carriers out there that supported Astro specifically.
Yeah.
And you started off, you had VoicePulse, which was 2.9 cents a minute, and you had Newfone, which was 2 cents. And it's just nowadays, I mean, VoicePulse has some crazy flex rate thing now, and you can get termination for as low as half a penny a minute. So
yeah, in certain areas of the U.S.
Yep. More rate centers being added all the time, I guess.
It's getting crazy cheap, and a lot of businesses are switching their big, bulky, you know, costly PBXs that have, you know, limitations on them to Asterisk, which is free. That's my cat in the background, by the way. That's Nico. He's our engineer.
Nico, the gay engineer.
Yeah.
We don't have Doug, so we have Nico these days. We've gotten a super low budget.
And there's my other smaller cat that I got recently, Kiki, who's the phone freak / hacker.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So would you say it's safe to say that VoIP killed the analog star?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like video killed the radio star.
Yes, definitely, man.
2006 TDM is dead, people.
I'm telling you, man. All of technology is changing, man. You can't even get a copper landline anymore. Verizon's forcing all their customers to get Fios.
Verizon is, really?
Yeah, yeah. They're forcing. They want all their customers on Fios.
Well, that's only in certain areas, though, right? Because I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, only the areas that support it. But you know, if you order Fios internet.
Mm-hmm.
They switch your phone line over to Fios as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't they take out the copper TNI when they put in Fios?
Yeah. Well, they leave the TNI there, but they install a little box, a digital and analog converter, and then so you know it's all digital from the Fios end, and then it gets converted back to analog and ran through your house.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Fios is pretty elite, though.
Oh yeah, 12 megs a second for basically the same price as cable internet.
Mm-hmm. They don't have that there in Arkansas yet, do they?
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. I'm still on cable internet.
Mm-hmm. When I was living in New York, Westchester County was getting it, and they were slowly starting to add it in Manhattan. So,
yeah, I don't know when Arkansas will ever get Fios, but
20 years.
Yeah,
from now.
It's pretty nice out here though. It's cheap, $700 a month. You get all your utilities paid.
Fair.
I even got cable TV included in the rent.
So you have cable internet included too.
For $35 a month more, you can get cable internet included in the rent.
Mm-hmm. And then you run your cable, you run your Vonage off that, your Vonage and Broad Voice.
Yep.
Elite.
Yes, I know. No copper in this house whatsoever.
So what do you think about Skype these days, too? Skype's been a hot topic lately. Have you played with Skype at all?
I have played with Skype, and oh my God, free calls to anywhere on the internet.
Anywhere on the
internet. That's another thing. I was trying to backtrack here to Vonage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the reasons that their stock has probably fallen is because they're trying to push everyone for these soft phones. That's how they're making their money. You know, they won't even give you the SIP information for your own account.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to buy their soft phones.
Yeah, I read a story about that they were going to open their SIP credentials to people along. This was in the winter, and they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I want my SIP credentials, goddammit.
Yeah, I think it would be a big move. I mean,
yeah,
they're still not compatible with Asterisk because of that. That's a big thing.
It is. I mean, I'm actually thinking about setting up my own Asterisk box, which I'm going to have to use Broad Voice as the DID because they don't want to open up the SIP information.
Mm-hmm. And back to the IPO, I mean, that could be a big thing too with Skype. Nobody wants to sign up for Vonage anymore now that Skype's free.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though Skype sounds like shit.
Well, hey, you get what you pay for. I mean,
yeah.
Come on now.
I don't like their codec. Have you called anybody and have you talked to anybody through Skype?
Yeah, it is really shitty, but
wow, I felt like I was in 1998, man. I didn't have anything Skype compatible, like a handset or something, so I had to bust out a headset, a microphone, and headphones and stuff, man. I'm sitting there. I don't know. I felt like I was using net-to-phone again.
Oh my god.
It was weird.
Yeah, I hear you. And the interesting thing about Skype is it sends 123456, I think, as its caller ID.
Yeah, in a lot of areas. But I posted on the BinRep forums about that, and some people were saying that it was giving them other area codes. I think 202. So something coming
weird
out of Washington.
Weird. Well, doesn't Skype, don't they route their calls through other people's computers and stuff too, or, as well? That's what I heard.
Oh, wow, you just broke up really bad. Say that again.
Oh, there you go with voiceover. doesn't Skype route their phone calls through other people's computers as well, like to save on the money?
I think it uses processing power, but I'm not sure about routing calls. They use some kind of distributed model, though. I'm not really sure how that works. I think the whole encryption thing is good, though. That's really the only reason why I'm wanting to use it these days.
Yeah, Skype to Skype would be good. I was reading an article on Kalia, and I guess they're saying Kalia can only be applied to a voice over IP carrier that touches the PSTN. So if you were using Skype to Skype, you know, Kalia is not in effect there, and seeing as how it's encrypted anyways, you know, that's always a good thing.
Mm-hmm. That's something that's been kind of crazy lately, is the whole Kalia thing coming to Kalia, coming to VoIP. I mean, the FCC is mandating that. They set a date for early 2007, I believe, spring 2007. So, I mean, a couple of years ago, everybody was all excited because traditional telephony fees and regulations didn't apply to VoIP. But now, with the new FCC chairman, things have changed a lot. And it's not for the better.
Fuck the fees and regulations, because I heard the 3% tax was repealed this month.
Hmm.
The 3% telecommunications excise tax, which was implemented in the fucking 1800s to recover the cost for the Spanish-American War.
that, going all the way back to the 1800s.
Yeah, this 3% tax has been mandated since like 1898 or something.
Jesus.
Something ridiculous like that. And it's being charged on cell phone accounts, VoIP, everything. So 3% federal access tax, and I guess it just got repealed this month. I don't know. That's what I was reading in the BinRep forums.
Hmm.
It's interesting.
Yeah, fuck the FCC, man.
Yeah.
Whoa, you sounded like you were waving. What are you waving, a lightsaber over there?
I don't know, am I?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Well, that's Vonage for you, so.
There it goes again. Turn your lightsaber off, Lucky. We're doing a radio show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But, yes, fuck the FCC and call them from payphones frequently. 1-800-CALL-FCC.
What are you downloading stuff over there while you're talking on the phone?
Might be.
You need to check that.
Are you downloading things on peer-to-peer? If I go to one of these profiles, am I going to find a peer-to-peer client open? Let's see here. No? Let me check this other one.
Are you connected to Skype right now?
No, I'm not.
No? What's your username on Skype? Do you want to give it out?
Yeah, it's Anonymous Lucky 225.
Anonymous Lucky 225. That's where you can be reached.
That's where I can be reached on Skype.
Cool. I'll give mine out too. Mine's Natus Fears, F-E-A-R-S. No leet speak there. Natus Fajirs, coming soon to Skype.
I think that would probably be Gray Area's Skype name.
Fajirs. Oh, so it sucks. Skype Skype still is not interconnectable with Asterisk, as far as I know. I've heard some things that you can do it through SIP conversion, but I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure how reliable that would be.
Yeah, I don't know.
So have you had any problems with Skype blocking your IP or anything?
No, why?
No, because at first, the first day that they released the new calling, the new free calling, a lot of people were complaining that they couldn't make free calls because their IP was blocked. Because it's something only available within the U.S. So if somebody listening,
oh, really?
So if somebody listening downloads Skype and has some problems, then that's probably why. And whole network blocks were being blocked from participating in the free service plan. I don't know how they're going to make money off this, giving away free calls.
Well, it's only free. It's only free until January 1st, 2007.
Yeah, they're not sure if they're going to continue it though. They said that they might.
Huh.
So I don't know. I almost went and bought a handset though when I heard that.
Yeah, I was actually in Walmart today, and they're selling SIP phones that you just plug into your USB port. Just chilling right there in Walmart. I was like, what the fuck?
How much were they? Are they reasonably priced?
I believe so. I can't recall what the price was, but it wasn't too expensive.
Yeah, remember back in the day when Cisco ATAs used to be like $150.
Oh my god, I know.
They'd be like $250. They'd charge you like $250 if you lost it, or.
Yeah, so ridiculous.
Damn. We need to move into this NSA stuff.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that a little bit? Right, let's hear what Lucky225 has to say about this, because I know you're a big privacy advocate.
Oh my god, dude! Can you? I mean, aren't they still debating in court right now on whether or not this was even legal for George Bush to fucking try and implement some bullshit like this? Oh, my God, so ridiculous, man. You know, all kinds of NSA docs are being dropped. I saw passivemode.net was dropping locations of where the NSA equipment is being installed and all kinds of other stuff with exact coordinates.
What the hell happened with that? Because you showed me that. And I tried to post, I was going to post something on it, and then I went back to the website like a day later, and I was getting a domains parked message. Like, the website just disappeared, and it was giving me a courtesy message from GoDaddy.
Are you sure you weren't going to passivemode.com?
Ah, I might have been. I'm a noob.
Yeah, passivemode.com.
You sent me the link, and then I bookmarked it, though, so I wasn't sure.
I don't know. On passivemode.net, I believe the article is still up.
I'll
have to check that. I believe the article's still up on there.
Yeah, you're right. It was my mistake.
Yeah, there's all kinds of NSA docs being dropped in all over the place. I don't know if George Bush is going to be fearing like these whistleblowers, but you know.
Where'd that information come from, though? How reliable?
I don't know. All kinds of stuff is being leaked. Stuff that I don't even want to talk about on the radio. I've seen.
Yeah, you don't want to talk. We don't want to talk about it because we're recording this over the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We might have to do a Skype cast or something to make sure it's secure.
Oh my god, did you see that parody video of NSA AT&T BC?
Yeah, I did. That was good.
Oh my god. We'll have to link that in our show notes or something.
What show was that from?
Oh god, I don't even remember. It was pretty hilarious though.
It was from that old guy who like goes out with young girls.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Okay, the NSA TNT BC parody video found at YouTube can be reached at the tiny URL. F as in Frank, Q as in queer, WW5. That's FQWW5.
There you go. And Q as in queen would be the correct phonetic.
Yeah, I had a brain fart there, sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
So have you been checking Wired.com lately? Because, I mean, they're pretty much on top of the whole NSA AT&T thing better than anybody else. And
yeah,
I think it's kind of funny because the whole thing has to do with wiretapping, and then one of the best former phone freaks with wiretapping skills works there now, Kevin Polson.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever think of it like that?
I didn't.
It's kind of ironic, though.
Yes, it is.
But it's good. They're on their toes with this stuff.
Yes, it's very good. They're doing some very good investigative reporting. Wired had that article, I believe, with that guy sneaking into that conference in D.C.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And then he went out to the bar that night and talked to a bunch of the guys while they were drunk, so they'd give him information.
Awesome. So,
do what it takes to get the story.
And it was a pretty good story, I might add.
So no one even knows what the hell's going on here, because, I mean, Bell South, they've denied that they're involved in this. Verizon has denied that they're involved in this.
Yeah, Verizon denied that they're involved in it, but if you go to passivemode.net and you read their article, NSA has had equipment installed at their facilities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it even gives the locations of these Verizon facilities, so I don't see how they're going to try and deny it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Quest supposedly, they outright denied it. So I guess if you're in Questland, you were owned. But it doesn't matter because when they tapped the AT&T network, they were tapping other providers too, and so many people use AT&T, right?
Yeah,
and even
AT&T
calls from
long
Quest.
Distance,
yeah.
Yeah, AT&T long distance is one of the biggest long distance networks in the U.S.
So even if you're using Quest, you might have been owned.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone's owned. People are fearing. It's like 1984.
And what the hell is with this Naris stuff? I don't even know how to say it. Naris? Naris?
N-A-U-R-S or something like that, right?
N-A-R-U-S, yeah, Naris, I think. And they're the ones who make the equipment.
Yeah, and they're installing it at all the 4E offices. I don't know, dude. Big data mining, man.
Yeah, huge data mining.
Bigger than Google, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And it was kind of funny, when this whole thing started, I talked to Kevin Polson, and I asked him, you know, because the whole thing was going on in San Francisco, so I asked him, I was like, have you ever been in that CO? And Kevin Polson had actually been in that CO, but not on the AT&T floors. Because
interesting.
The AT&T floors were manned 24/7, he said, so he wasn't on
it. Wow.
Yeah. But, I mean, maybe somebody snuck in there and owned the government since they know where it is now. The room number is published.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Not only that 4ESS information, but all of the docs have been dropped, man, on passive mode. I think people are going to start owning things. Cable routes, all kinds of things are published right now.
Yeah, it even has coordinates where it comes in from the ocean, right?
Yeah.
And how it routes to the CO. It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, do not dig fiber optic cable here. I think people might start digging. I don't know.
I think other countries might start digging. Other countries are interested in owning us.
Oh my God! Yeah, have you heard about all this espionage and stuff that's supposedly going on? We got call records being leaked and all kinds of stuff.
I don't know. I saw that stuff on Calais and Amdocs a long time ago.
Yeah, Amdocs. That's the company I was thinking of.
Yeah, they pretty much control. Yeah, Your information has already been owned by Amdocs way before it was owned by the NSA. That's all I have to say.
God. Yeah, definitely.
The NSA is probably hacking Amdocs. They're probably working with Amdocs. They are. They probably are. The NSA is probably working with Amdocs. They're an Israeli-based company, too.
Wow.
So your billing records are outsourced to Israel.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah, they're good, trustworthy people.
So what do you think of this whole Truth in Caller ID Act of 2006 thing going on, Lucky?
I don't think it's going to pass.
You don't think it's going to pass? Lance was recently in front of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, Lance James from Secure Science Corporation, for those of our listeners who don't know who Lance is.
Our close friend.
Yeah. Yeah, he testified before Congress. But you know what? I really don't think it's going to pass unless there is some heavy amendments to it, because, I mean, obviously, voice over IP needs the ability to spoof the number of the caller. I mean, I'm on a Vonage line right now. If that document was passed the way it is right now, the way it's worded right now, every Vonage customer would not be able to transmit their own phone number.
Yeah, they're noobs, yo. Business is based on caller ID spoofing.
Yeah, PRI lines, every business in the United States has a PRI line right now, which is a lot. What, they're all going to transmit the main number for the business? the main billing telephone number?
That's what I've been telling people for a long time. This whole thing's so controversial all of a sudden. It's been going on ever since caller ID was invented.
Yeah, exactly. Caller ID spoofing has been going on since caller ID was invented. I mean,
it took what? It took 13 years. When did caller ID come out? It was the early 90s, right?
Yeah, 94 to 96, somewhere in that era.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, come on now. We've lived without caller ID right up until the mid 90s. Why the hell do we need it? Just because caller ID came out, it needs to be trustworthy now?
I don't know, dude.
It's like, I understand why people are relying on caller ID to begin with.
We know you don't rely on it.
No, hell no. I just answer my fucking phone. I've been saying this forever. Whenever you get a phone call, pick it up. Don't be a pussy.
When a phone rings, answer it.
Exactly, you know, and don't be dumb. Don't fucking give out your information. Like, oh my God, dude, I got a call from the hospital. They wanted to know the last four of my wife's social and her date of birth just before they'd even talk about what the hell they were calling about. I'm like, are you guys idiots? You know, I hung up on them. I told them to fuck off. We called the hospital back, and it was actually the hospital calling. I mean, this is part of the reason that people get owned.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, if that's the hospital's policy to ask for that information when they call out to tell you something, then how do you think people are going to get owned? They're going to be dropping their docs on incoming calls.
Yeah, I mean, we need to tell Lance about that. We should tell him, get his company Secure Science after him. Because that's not a good policy right there. Phone phishing is a reality in 2006.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I don't know if this is public yet. I don't know if Gray Area, our close friend over there, he's supposed to be doing a speech at DEF CON on phone phishing.
Yeah, he told me about that, and he's trying to get Lance to sponsor the talk, apparently.
Yeah, I think he said Lance is sponsoring it, but I don't know if it's been approved by the DEF CON Call for Papers Committee yet.
Oh, that's right.
But it definitely should get approved, because this is some hot shit.
Mm-hmm. That's some hot shit.
It is.
That was a big topic a couple weeks ago, though, when it actually happened. I mean, somebody sent out a phishing email with an 800 number to call, and when you called that number, you got an asterisk box, and it sounded just like, I don't remember, it was a small bank, and I don't think they ever gave out the name, but they basically went through and they copied the menus and set up their own box, and they were trying to own people. I think they got shut down pretty quickly, but it is a reality.
Was that something Lance was investigating?
No, he wasn't specifically investigating it, but he heard about it. Yeah, you never heard about that?
Yeah, I think Lance hit me up. I don't know if it was about that or whatever, but he had me investigating a toll-free number, trying to find out who the owner was, and apparently, I don't know if this is for that particular case, but there's a lot of that type of phishing going on, and most of the 800 numbers are through a third-party company in Canada. The 800 numbers themselves, when you call a Resborg, they'll say that it's owned by TELUS or Bell Canada or something like that. But when you call TELUS or Bell Canada, they tell you the owner of that 800 number is actually another third party who rents those 800 numbers out to their customers.
Resborg is not even really useful anymore with
voice.
Well,
yeah, I called this third party, the contact number that was on the account. I called this third party to try and see what was going on, and the contact number was some guy's cell phone number. It was shady as all hell.
I mean, that's a problem with VoIP. There's so many resellers and everything with 800 numbers that you don't know who the hell the real owner is, and that's going to be a problem.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the same thing with VoIP DIDs. I mean, all the DIDs are owned by CLEX, and you don't even know if it's a VoIP number or not.
I remember back in the default days, you'd be like, oh, what the hell am I calling? You're calling a pager, and you're getting, like, somebody's phone over in China now or something with number portability.
Oh, yeah, man. Number portability is just whack.
Hey, we should give out the Resborg number, though, so people know what the hell we're talking about.
Well, I don't have it memorized, so if you have it in front of you, go ahead and spit it out.
All right, hold on. Let me look it up on my BlackBerry. All right.
Oh, my God.
It's 1-800-337-4194.
That's is that the Ameritech Rest Board?
Yeah, that's the Ameritech Rest Board. And I don't know, you call it up and pretty much all the time it either tells you AT&T owns it or MCI. It's not even really useful.
Well, that's the goal of this show, to give out non-useful information like Rest Borgs.
Here's a Rest Borg number. You can't use it for anything, but here it is. Oh, our radio show kicks ass.
No, definitely.
So I don't know. Let's get back into spoofing. Remember the B-Vocal days?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, this is 2006, and it's so easy to spoof now. And I just remember when we had, like, the hardest time figuring out how to get spoofing working with B-Vocals, PRIs, that was using Voice XML.
Yeah, I know. Or placing calls through the TELUS operator, social engineering the phone company into doing it for you.
Do you remember that, though, when you told me about that? Mitnick's friend was thinking of starting. This was before commercial caller ID spoofing services. And wasn't he thinking of starting one using B-Vocal?
Yeah, and he was going to do it through not B-Vocal. Jeez, what was that other
XML? Started with a V, right?
Yeah, Voxeo.
Voxeo.
Yeah, Mitnick and I think his friend Alex, they wanted to start a caller ID spoofing company, and they were going to do it all through Voxeo. And then VoIP came out, I think, maybe a month after they started discussing this.
Well, I mean, VoIP was already out, but it just blew up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And, oh, my God, dude. Caller ID spoofing, for as little as $10, PayPal account or a credit card, you can get it. You know, on all these internet sites, you can just order spoofing pretty much calling cards. Some of them even let you change your voice.
Yeah, I think that's a little over the top.
Yeah.
Have you actually used it? Have you tried the voice changer yet?
I have not tried the voice changer yet.
I haven't either. I heard it sounds like shit. I'm not sure. Somebody told me tonight, actually, that it sounded pretty computerized.
Huh. Well, I'll have to try it later, but... You know, Asterisk has a program that you can manipulate your voice from, and I'm sure you could probably mess with the settings on your own and try and get it to sound just right. I know our friend over there in San Diego, Donor Savant, he had actually set up an Asterisk box with that program, and when he called me, it sounded fairly decent for a voice changer.
You think that's something people are going to use now? They're going to do social engineers using voice changers?
Well, if it didn't sound computerized, I'm sure they would. You know, one of the things that would be useful for a social engineer, which I know you guys know that I do this a lot, is I actually pretend to be a female, and it works out pretty well for me.
What, on
and,
party lines?
No, not on party lines. No. For instance, if I was trying to social engineer some address information or something like that out of a customer's account, I might pretend to be that customer, and if the customer's a female, then I'd have to change my voice to be a female. I can do it. I can pull it off fairly well. I usually get what I'm targeting. But a lot of people don't feel comfortable trying to change their voice. I guess they feel silly doing it or whatever. But I mean, if you had Asterisk set up so that you could change your voice to a female, you know, that would probably come in handy very well for social engineering purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Or a female to a male, vice versa.
Yeah, or you could just get your wife to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh my God, dude. Think I'm a social engineer. You should hear her on the phone.
Really? She's good? Hey, so there was something you just, right before we started recording this, you actually told me about. I hadn't heard anything about it. And it sounds pretty leet, so do you want to tell everybody about it? Tell everybody what the hell's going on?
Oh, with the last N1 carrier.
Yeah.
The United States on 218-488 exchange, which I believe we gave that exchange out on default radio.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, this exchange was the last N1 carrier that we know of in the United States. Actually, you know what? There is that other exchange in Alaska.
Yeah.
That's still N1 carrier, but you really can't do anything with it.
That one, that one you go through satellite to get to, right? So
yeah,
it's a little more unreliable, I think.
Yeah, but you can still call into the. If you call, well, on this number I'm about to give out, they'll give out the exchange on it. But if you call into it, I do believe it goes in via satellite. So whistling it off and trying to get anywhere, you're going to have problems with.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this 218-488 exchange, the last M1 carrier in the continental United States, is about to be switched over. Probably sometime next week to a T1 carrier. They're actually getting a digital switch for SS7 and everything, and they're switching it over to T1 carrier. And there's a message board up on 218-488-1307. You can listen to all the old-school phone freaks. I've heard Mark Bernay, Al Bernay, Strom Carlson's on there, Captain Crunch, Joy Bubbles, and a bunch of other old school phone freaks. Some people I've never even heard of, but they definitely know what they're talking about. You can call into this message board, and people are paying their respects, I guess, paying their dues to the last N1 carrier in the United States.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Hey, you should call it up right now, though, because I haven't heard it, so I think our listeners would probably like to hear it, too.
Yeah, it's sad to see it go, and I actually have a Captain Crunch whistle right here. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to call the 218-488-8463, which is 218-488-TIME. And that number actually is non-supervising. So if you're calling from a landline, you won't be charged if you call this phone number direct because there's no answer supervision when it relays the time. However, I'm going to whistle the time off in the middle of the recording. And I'm going to send 488-1307, which is the number for the message board. And hopefully that will be one of the last blue box calls in the U.S. You'll hear it right here on our radio show. And one of the last blue box calls in the U.S., and it's going to be to this phone freak message board. And we'll do that right now.
All right, let's hear this.
All right, hold on. I have to, like, go set everything up, so... Okay, well, that was a lot of technical errors there, so we're probably going to have to edit a lot of that out. Basically, I couldn't three-way on my Vonage because it doesn't supervise, so you've now called me back on my broad voice line, and I'm just going to put the speakerphone on Vonage and let you guys hear it through the speakerphone.
All right, let's do this. Trying to get it to work.
Yeah, I'm going to call 218-488-TIME, whistled off, and MF-488-1... 307 to get to the phone freak message board. All right, let's try this.
Good evening. The time is 10:31.
Oh, what the hell happened? All right, hang up and try again.
Now hopefully that went through. That's the message board.
All right, we finally got to it.
Test. This is a test.
All right, can we hear something from it now?
The end of an era.
I'm sorry?
All right, so what are we listening to now?
We are listening to 488-137, which is basically the message board for the end of this N1 carrier.
Can you cycle
you
through messages?
Hear. Yeah, and you can cycle through the messages by pressing pound, and you can hear when someone leaves a message when they hang up.
I used to be pretty good at just doing this.
You hear that little chirp. Every time someone hangs up, it chirps.
The test of the final message.
Hello. this is Jason Smith, and I'm about to whistle off this thing with a straw from one of those 30-pound insulated soft cups.
I guess it's Jason.
Oh, Jesus. Can you turn that down a little, or can you move away from the phone a little?
Alright.
Let's keep listening. Let's hear some more.
Alright.
Let's try and hear the Captain Crunch one.
Hello. Hello.
Kentucky.
A brief comparison of the N2 terminals. Yeah, this is Walter.
Oh, well, I whistled off the time, so let me see if I can whistle you off.
Oh, there's our good friend Strom. Trying to whistle it off, not having any success.
Come on, Strom, you can do it.
No such luck, I guess. Wish I had my whistle.
I got my whistle right here.
Oh, see you later, Strom.
This is Bob Ray. Goodbye.
Hi there. This is David Purcell from Telephone World,
Hi, Bob and everyone else. This is Charlie from the East Coast.
Jason Smith here in Louisville, Kentucky. Jason Smith, Louisville, Kentucky.
This is Jeff in Atlanta, old Southern Bell territory, and I'm on a Barry 314A.
Yeah, this is Captain Crunch here, and I wish I could blow 2,600, but I haven't got any more teeth. Farewell to the N2 carrier system, last in the country. Oh, man, I wish we'd go with you. It's been a great, great time, I have to admit, Mr. N2 carrier system. We've all had fun playing with you. Bye-bye. Captain Crunch, over and out.
Wow, that was Leet right there.
There's,
Captain
there's
Crunch and his Leet teeth.
There's a bunch of more messages that I'm going to show here when I whistle this off, since there was answer supervision on the message board, it'll just hang up on us. All right, hold on.
All right.
Well, it did sound like it sees the trunk. Let me see if I could dial. I think it hung up on us, though. It should have just hung up on us.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not getting any reorder or anything when I talk it off, so...
Wow, damn, it's, there were a lot of messages on there, huh?
Oh, yeah, there's more messages. Mark Bernay and Al Bernay and a couple other old-school phone freaks like Joy Bubbles. All
wow, that was
kinds
cool,
of messages.
Though. That's awesome. Captain Crunch is on there. Yeah, Strom.
And, by the way, the only number we've been given out is the number to listen in on. The number to leave a message in on is 218-488-1306.
Okay.
So if anybody wants to call in and leave a message there, they can. Maybe we should call in later and leave a message on there and promote the radio show and the website on there.
Yeah, we should call in after we're done recording this. And then on Tuesday, people can call in and hear us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's awesome, though. How long is that going to be up for, the message board?
I'm not sure. Like I said before we recorded this, I just heard about it from another phone freak who had called me and told me that the N1 carrier is being switched to T1, I guess, sometime next week or in a couple weeks, sometime fairly soon. I'm sure there's probably information on the Internet somewhere. I'll try and find the website or where this was posted and try and get that information in the show notes or something. But I don't have enough information right now.
Yeah.
As we were making those phone calls, when you were telling me hang up, try again, I knew that I didn't have to hang up. That reorder was just from talk off. Basically, the volume on my computer was too loud, and the MF tones were actually echoing each other. So the switch was not recognizing the MF. It was it was thinking it was like 4488 or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't recognizing it as valid MF, so it just sent me to a reorder. And, of course, I just whistled off the reorder and tried again.
Awesome.
Yeah, the one of the last blue box calls in the U.S. heard right here on this radio show.
So I noticed that when you called that, there was a guy from Georgia there. And it made me think of something. Recently, there was a new area code in Georgia, 762. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Yeah, Ponyboy posted on the forums. He found the test number, and that's 762-222-7777. And just tells you, it's just that you reached the new 762 area code.
762 area code, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the verifications, but it's pretty cool. It's the only, he scanned a lot of numbers, and that was the only one that he found.
He actually found that number by scanning, or?
Yeah, he found that by hand scanning, I guess.
Wow, that's amazing.
It wasn't published anywhere. He called a bunch of numbers and finally heard something.
That's actually pretty interesting that someone would hand scan a test number and a new area code.
Yeah, so big ups to Pony Boy.
Yeah, definitely.
He's doing he took over the project Walmart Freedom, an old school freak. That was handed off to him,
yeah.
So that he's handling that now.
You know, I live in Arkansas. That's basically the only closest thing to civilization is Walmart here. So,
so you got to send in some stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I used to live in a little city called Pocahontas, and seriously, that's the only thing in Pocahontas is a Walmart.
I heard a good story about Walmart a couple weeks ago. How they named a city in China named America, and they make all their things there so they can say that it's made in America.
What? Shut up.
I'm not sure if it's true or not, but that's what I heard. They bought a city in China called America.
Interesting.
So everything is made in America, even when it's made in China.
I bet.
That's how awesome Walmart is. Big fuck you to Walmart.
Yeah, big fuck yous to Walmart, definitely.
All right, so I don't know. What do you want to move on to here, Lucky? You got anything else you want to talk about right now?
What about that cell phone stun gun story you had seen?
Oh, it wasn't a stun gun. It was an actual gun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was. It was a, like a 20 caliber semi-automatic or something, right?
Yeah, the Staten Island police, well, actually the New York Police Department, they issued something based on some new information they had, and they think that they have reason to believe that cell phone guns may be a new threat in the city. So every time somebody goes to reach for their cell phone, they have to take emergency actions and draw their weapons, apparently. So don't reach
wow.
for your cell phone. That's pretty crazy,
wow.
though, huh?
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
They actually have a video. The website is Mobby Direct, M-O-B-I, mobbydirect.com/cellgun.mpg, and you can see the video there. It actually fires off a couple shots. And it said, from what I read, that 5, 6, 7, and 8 on the keypad are what fire the rounds.
Yeah, but it didn't look like those were the buttons that were pressed on the movie.
Yeah, it looks like they dial like 4, 5, 6, 7. 4, 5,
yeah,
6,
that's what
something
that's
else.
What it, yeah, that's what it looked like to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Apparently, the guns originated in Yugoslavia. They've been finding them in Europe since 2000. But it's a new emerging threat in the U.S., I guess. Cell phone guns. Maybe a BlackBerry gun will be next.
Yeah, or a Trio gun.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of scary. I mean, I don't know if it was in the Anarchist Cookbook or what, but I remember reading those old text files talking about how to make a 20 or 22 caliber pen gun,
mm-hmm.
where you could just click the end of a pen and you get one or two bullets out of it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, anything else we got to talk about?
I don't know. We should just give people a rundown. We don't really know when we're going to do this show again. We don't know what the hell the deal is. the premiere episode, the pilot. So, I don't know. What are you doing this summer, Loki? If people don't hear from us for a couple months, what can they expect over the summer? Are you going to be anywhere?
Well, it all really depends right now because, like I said, I did just get this new job. I have a lot of credit card debt that I need to pay off. Hopefully that will get paid off pretty soon here. I might be able to go to DEF CON. I might not. I'm not sure. So, you know, I want to get my hopes up if anyone's planning on meeting me there, but I might just make it.
Well, that'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, another thing I was going to talk about the show. We're actually recording this on Friday, even though you're listening to it on 666. Well, actually, it's Saturday now, I guess. But this Friday was the first Friday of the month, which many of you know is 2600 meetings. And I found myself kind of fearing now that I moved to Arkansas. There's not a single 2600 meeting in this entire state. Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna try and start setting up meetings in the location I'm in, the Jonesboro area, which before, I guess supposedly historically, they used to have meetings at the Indian Mall here on Caraway. But I recently went in that mall, and there's like three stores left in the entire mall.
Well, maybe you can have it at Walmart, right?
No, not at all. But there is a new mall that they just built. It just came out last month, called Turtle Creek Mall. I'm not sure of the address, but you can Google it. Turtle Creek Mall here in Jonesboro, and I'm thinking about setting the meetings up there. The only problem is they do have a food court, but they don't have any pay phones. So I'm thinking I might do it like the LA 2600 meetings where, you know, you meet at like Union Station where there are pay phones, but then they actually move the meeting somewhere else.
Yeah, they move it to Denny's, don't they?
They move it to Philippe's, and then after Philippe's, after the meeting, they go to Denny's afterwards. So I'm thinking maybe I'll have several locations. Like, you meet up somewhere, go to the mall afterwards, and then maybe somewhere else where there's also pay phones, or maybe just somewhere to eat afterwards.
All right, so can we give out your email address, and people can email you if they're in Arkansas?
Yeah, definitely. Lucky225@2600.com, 2600.com. And we'll try and get this Arkansas 2600 meetings. Well, maybe not. I shouldn't say Arkansas 2600 because I'm sure people in Little Rock would probably need to set up a meeting too. It's kind of a big state. But definitely try and get these Jonesboro 2600 meetings going. If this takes off, then after about three or so meetings, if they're pretty consecutive, I'll go ahead and publish it in the back of 2600. I'll have a manual, try and get it posted in the back.
Yep. So, Lucky, what the hell's going on with Verizon Fears?
Oh, my God. Well, like I said, I had just moved out to Arkansas, actually, in February. I basically had to start all over again. At first, I was working at Coca-Cola, which is a... It was just a part-time job. I was only making like $8 an hour, you know, just something to get by and pay. So I got this other job, and
Hey, hold on, you're breaking up.
I just didn't have.
Hold on. Say that again. You broke up really bad.
Where? Start from where?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, actually, I was working at Coca-Cola for a little bit there. I was only making like $8 an hour. You know, it was just something to get by and pay the rent here. But I didn't have any money to pay for the hosting for Verizon Fears, so the hosting went down. Actually, I had free hosting, but that person had informed his server was going to be going down, and I didn't have any money to pay for more hosting. So if anyone has any hosting or something they can provide me with, or maybe here in a couple weeks I'll pay for some hosting. But I need hosting right now.
Okay, so you haven't lost the domain or anything?
No, I have not lost the domain. Verizon Fears is still there. If someone can hurry up and Google Cache and go to the archive.org and get anything they have, and anyone who has stored information from that site, I know there were a couple things that were not actually links on VerizonFears.com, but for instance, I had some things posted in 2600 Magazine and on other places of articles that were hosted on Verizon Fears, and the URLs were posted on like message forums and stuff like that. If anyone has content that they have downloaded and saved, if they could go ahead and email that to me, because my laptop had actually crashed. I actually got a brand new laptop last month, so I don't have the entire site. Needs to be redone, basically. So
I'm sure you can get some of it from archive.org, but if you have
that's what I was just gonna say. Yeah. I can get most of it back from archive.org and Google Cache, but other files and stuff like that were on there. If anybody has anything they download from my site, please feel free to email me the materials.
All right. So you pretty much lost the site. Hopefully it'll come back up sometime this summer, though.
Yeah, hopefully.
Had a lot of good stuff.
I don't think we have anything else telecom-related left in our show notes. Today I did buy a radio scanner, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Radio Shack came out with a new trunk tracking scanner. It's a handheld. It's analog trunking only, but it does three different trunk type systems. It's a triple trunking scanner. It's the Pro 97 for only $200, which is pretty comparable to the Pro 94, which is a three-year-old model, which is still selling for $150. So, I mean, for $50 more, you can get this Pro 97. And it actually lets you label talk IDs. For instance, I have my police dispatch labeled so that when they key up, it says dispatch. So, I mean, on the Pro 94, it would just show the talk ID number. For instance, like the dispatch over here is like talk ID 273 or whatever. On the Pro 94, whenever they key up, you'd only see 273 on the screen. And when they key up on this one, it actually shows dispatch or whatever that talk ID represents. I can actually put a text tag to it. It's a pretty cool scanner, and it's got all kinds of other cool features, like a Signal Stalker 2, which allows you to actually search for strong signals in your local surroundings. Anybody's keying up like right around you, it'll pick it up really quick. It's pretty much just the latest thing you could buy for $200 right about now.
So that's all you want to talk about?
Well, that's all I got to talk about. I don't know if you have anything else you wanted to put in.
I don't know. I don't know if you're going to see me at Hope this year. I'm kind of bummed on that. But I might be at DEF CON. Definitely be at DEF CON, actually. Las Vegas, I can't pass up a trip there.
Oh, yeah, especially if Grayer is making a speech. I have to come there.
Yeah. So that'd be late. I don't know. You'll see me there.
I'm going to be so bummed if I don't make it.
Yep. There'll be a lot of good presentations. Vegas is always a good time. Maybe if you come, we'll do a show live there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat.
That'd be cool. Maybe we could do another show before then. We don't know what the hell we're gonna do. I'd give out an email address right now, and you could email us comments. But we don't know what the hell we're gonna call the show, really. So we don't have an email address set up. So if you see this, if you listen to this because you found it on a forum or like Daily Freak or something, leave a comment. Let me know if you think it sucks. I don't know if you think it sucks. Just shut up and do something else.
Yeah, just like we've always said, man, we're trying to put out the information that we have available and, just get people interested in telecom again and everything. And, just for people that come by and they want to bash on the show, it's like, you know what, I don't see you doing anything, so fear.
Exactly, that's why I wanted to do it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, me and you have been talking about it for the last two or three weeks. Maybe even the last month, and people are missing Default. Decoder's back, but he's not doing anything. He's always like lurking in the shadow somewhere.
Yeah, well, he doesn't need to be in this shit. He had a bunch of problems. Don't want to.
Oh
well,
yeah, definitely.
So that's good.
Yeah, you know, it really kind of made me sad. I was listening to the old clip show, and here's Decoder talking about like, I don't do anything illegal on the show.
Oh, man.
had me rolling. He was talking about, like, yeah, so if there's any feds or police listening, you might as well just, like, shut the radio off here because there's nothing here you could use in court.
Yeah.
So sad days indeed.
So I don't know. We don't know when we're going to do this. We don't want to rush it, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to put it out every week just because we feel like we need to. Should just be one of those things that happens naturally when there's stuff to talk about, I guess. There's been a lot of shit to talk about. This has been a crazy year. I don't know. We haven't heard you in a while, Lucky. It's good to hear you again.
Yeah, I hear you.
Good to know you're alive. So, I don't know. Do you have any shouts, Lucky? You want to give shouts to anybody?
Yeah, definitely. Shouts to Gray Area. You know, hopefully we'll be seeing him at DEF CON.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts to that guy, Bob, who's running that Redcom switch on that 218-488 exchange.
Yeah, definitely. That's elite.
Yeah, definitely. Shouts to all those old school freaks that are calling on that number as well. Mark Bernay, Strom Carlson, Captain Crunch, all those noobs. Let me think. You know, I don't know. You know, it's been quite a while since we've done a radio show, and you know, a lot of people we've lost contact with. You know, I'd like to give a shout out to Nick84. He really helped out on Default Radio back when we were doing that, and you know, I haven't even heard from him in like the longest time.
Yeah, definitely. Shouts to Nick. He's the man.
So, what about you now? You got any shouts?
Yeah, definitely. Shouts to anybody who's bothered to listen to the show this far.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we appreciate the support, and hopefully we can do this again sometime.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, just shouts to anybody who's listening. All my homies, they know who they are. They don't need me to shout them all at once.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm sure I forgot a couple people as well, but, you know, we can always get around to it on another show.
Yeah, for sure. All right, awesome. Let's wrap this up then.
Yeah, sorry. My fucking broad voice is fucking up. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so we don't want to drag this show out too much longer. You know, we want to kind of do it right to the point. Not too much bullshit. I'll edit out some of the stuff. Hopefully it won't sound like shit when it comes out on Tuesday. But, I don't know. Thanks for listening to the premiere episode of NS18T Radio. I'm your host, Natus.
And your co-host, Lucky225. I guess we're signing off.
That's it for this week. We don't know when we'll see you again, but hopefully we'll see you again sometime soon. All right?
All right.
All right, later.
Late.
I just hit the cribbo. I'm curled up on this pillow. I'm still low. Heard the ill news. These niggas killed Mo. The shit touched me. Trying to chill. Just lit a duchy from a while back. Plain foul gas. Tried to rush me. Caught him sleeping. The Spanish Harlem with some Puerto Ricans. Up in Washington Heights. Right off the deacon. Feel awful speaking. For some reason. Feel the phone's tap. Along with gas. Left with a vest. To watch my own back. Keep your eyes open. Stay wise. Shit is mind blowing. Look for any signs showing. One time it's knowing. About the dynasty, shit is not minor leagues no more. Cats bleed in this cold war. Some we took our own, then this life took us both. We rich now, milk the whole cow, split the growth. Now I'm on the car, do it. Headlights on, fluid in the windshield, wipes gone. A slight storm, foaming in the sky. You coming home tomorrow, will you drive or will you fly? Hold up, my other side. Yo, son, some other cats trying to ruin our plans. Sending two decoy bitches with pictures of you and your man. Asking your whereabouts, I gave them no leads. Shit, I'm clicking over, I'ma tell Sos quick, son. Them out of state bitches trying to get us both hit. That was Nate, hit me last night late. While in my whole stomach, said it's no running. We FBI most wanted. So play the low, change your clothes, pack your bags. Watch what you say on this phone, get home fast.
We got your phone tapped, what you gonna do? Cause sooner or later, we'll have your whole crew. All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue, dig you through. We got your phone tapped, what you gonna do? Cause sooner or later, we'll have your whole crew. All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. We got you. Got you.
Yo, it's all good. I'ma hit you when I touch down tomorrow, son. Well, stay on point. Don't even use a phone. Just come to my crib, yo. Word up.